rest of my life, I'm gonna hold you in my arms. And when they carve my stone, all they need to write on it is, once lived a man who got all he ever wanted. Tell me something, who could ask for more than to be living in a moment you would die for? Never get rich on what money can buy. It don't matter to me. I'll tell you why. I've got it all when I'm holding you this way. I live to love you. I die to keep you safe inside these arms that need you. I'll be loving you with the very last breath I take. And when they carve my stone, all they need to write on it is, once lived a man who got all he ever wanted. Tell me something, who could ask for more than to be living in a moment you would die for? Ashes to
entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden says U.S., Qatari, and Egyptian negotiators are considering making a final offer aimed at securing a ceasefire and hostage release in Israel's nearly year-long war with Hamas.
Arriving back at the White House last night, President Biden said he plans to speak to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at some point, with the two leaders at odds over a ceasefire strategy in Gaza. Earlier, Biden accused Netanyahu of not doing enough to secure a deal for the release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas, days after the bodies of six hostages were found in Gaza.
ABC's M. Nguyen. A judge in St. Augustine, Florida, sentenced Noah Amato to 10 years for attacking four Jewish teenagers walking along a road in 2022, dressed up for a religious holiday. Chasing a vehicle that had sped off from a traffic stop for speeding, Osage Beach, Missouri, Officer Felicia Carlson lost control, hit a tree, and was killed. This is
offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. October milk up 23 to 22.85. November up 23 to 22.51. December up 20 to 21.78. January up 18 to 20.54. Cheese markets, barrels were up 8 3/4 to 226, 40-pound blocks up 13 1/2 to 221, 2-trade a barrel, 3-trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 317, 26 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk up 2 to 133, 5 trades on the day, dry whey steady at 56, 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher on the day on Friday. Live cattle moved higher even though boxed beef prices and cash markets really weren't established. Boxed beef prices were higher for most of the day Friday. That did lead to some support of the live cattle markets, and that led to support in the feeder cattle markets as well. Hog markets were mostly higher as well. The positive export inspections report helping to support prices. August live cattle up 97 cents to 185.85. September feeder cattle up 97 cents to 240.47. October hogs up 5 cents to 82.22. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher. The weather provided mixed signals. Good rains fell in the northwestern corn and soybean belts last week, but hot, dry weather continued in the southern and eastern half of the belt. So look for crop conditions to drop 1 to 2% in this week's weekly crop production update. September corn up 6 1/4 to 378, and new crop 25 up 3 1/4 to 438 3/4. New crop 25 beans up 7 1/2 to 1044 1/2. September wheat up 7 3/4 to 532 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.31, new crop $3.46, cash beans $9.25, new crop $9.25. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $3.58, October $3.56, new crop $3.56. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn $3.53, new crop at $3.53. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and new crop corn $3.46, cash beans $9.45, new crop $9.25. Allied Cooperative Blair cash and new crop corn $3.51, cash beans $9.38, new crop $9.20. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.55, new crop $3.55, cash beans $9.45, new crop $9.40. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.41, new crop $3.49, cash beans $9.50, new crop $9.28. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 174 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 157 to 177, market cows 112 to 136, bulls 136 to 164, calves 205 to 840, beef steers 160 to 420, Holstein steers at 100 to 285. Sheep markets, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 215 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 160. 60 and down. Goat markets, Doe's 200 and down, Bucks 175 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another gorgeous day today. Mostly sunny, up to 77 this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. Thursday, partly cloudy with late day showers and a high near 82. Hey, are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new. But it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late. I leave in plenty of time. Shaking hands with the clock. I can't stop. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
Sometimes a careless word just rolls right off of my tongue. No matter what I do, it leaves you all undone. Hey, baby, no need to go crazy over some little something I say. Can't you see you're the keeper of my heart?
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Diamond Rio and Walking Away here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 40s to low 50s, another pleasant day today. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we'll have our newsmaker segment as well. Hope you enjoyed the three-day holiday weekend. If you were able to take a break from the farm. We had a chance to go up to our land in Winter to spend the weekend up there. On my way back from Winter on Monday, noticed some of that corn starting to dry down, and even some fields, they're starting to do some sampling, doing a little corn silage sampling and taking off a few rows here and there. So, yep, it looks like it's only a matter of time. Harvest 24 will be getting underway. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming,
and raising a family. So we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. United Soybean Board members are engaging with buyers in San Francisco. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Consumers are asking more questions than ever about where their food and products come from. They want more accountability for the environment and sustainability. Farmers around the U.S. are working to share that story and assure their customers about the quality of their work and products. April Hemmes is the Action Team Chair for the United Soybean Board and Iowa Farmer. She was in San Francisco for the U.S. Soybean Export Council's Connect event to meet with global buyers and tell the story of her farm and that of the American farmer. She talks about the opportunity to share her story with the buyers and about how receptive they are to it.
You know, it's amazing. I got on this board 9 years ago, and sustainability, you know, it wasn't really a thing then, and we really started bringing it up, and because we could see consumers were asking for it. I mean, it was coming from the ground up. And quite honestly, U.S. soy farmers have the best story to tell in the world for sustainability. So it has really become a huge topic. In fact, the whole afternoon yesterday was focused on that. And so it's really great. And then we had Ask a Farmer Corner, and we had a couple Iowa farmers and an Illinois farmer, and we were just deluged. I mean, these companies really wanted to engage and talk with us. So it was good, and they really care about where their soybeans are coming from.
One of the things that farmers need to understand is that we take for granted every day in farming is foreign to people outside of agriculture. We must be prepared to make it easy for others to understand. That's the key in telling the story.
Well, what I talk about is how I raise my food and the no-till and cover crops we're using and variable rate technology, but you really have to put it in their terms so they can understand it. You know, we talk farmer talk and we think everyone understands us, but that's really not the case. So, so they just ask, you know, a lot, well, yesterday was, do you grow GM or non-GM? And, you know, I'm 100% genetically modified because that's what my market is, you know, close to me, but here are your options. You know, they have a list of people. So that's one, and how I raise my crops, who I sell to, things like that. You know, they're just really interested in what we are doing down on the farm. And quite frankly, that's exciting because we really do, like you said, we need to tell our story much better.
She said the message she shared was well received and understood. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another gorgeous day today, mostly sunny, up to 77 this afternoon, with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 51, tomorrow sunshine 80, Thursday partly cloudy with late day showers and a high near 82. Hey, are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car bought her. She made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl, but old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me, and then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee, everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. And true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together, there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me, and then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee, oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in brand new car I bought her.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you've got nothing but time.
Yeah.
street. My mama, she is steady as the sun. Oh, you know I love my folks, but I keep staring down the road, just looking for my one chance to run.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sarah Evans, Born to Fly, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region this morning. Looks like we'll have another nice day with sunshine and temperatures in the 70s. Well, more than 400 cases of salmonella across the country have been linked to backyard poultry. The CDC reported last week that more than 100 people have been hospitalized. Texas and Missouri have the most cases. In third, Minnesota. Nearly 70% of those who got sick said they had contact with backyard poultry. Don't forget, you're playing with the chickens at a friend's house. Wash your hands. Better do that. Best really not to play with them, even though they are fun to chase. But yeah, that's when I was a kid, though.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTx. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently approved the cultivation of genetically modified wheat for the first time. When we come back, we'll take a look at what this new variety means for wheat growers and wheat exporters. Stay tuned.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
At the end of August, the USDA approved a new variety of wheat that is genetically modified to withstand heat and drought. The variety, called HB4 and developed by Bioceres Crop Solutions of Argentina, marks the first approval for a genetically modified wheat variety in the United States. The wheat has been shown to increase yields by an average of 20% under water-limited conditions, and this trait is expected to perform well in regions of the U.S. like Kansas, where drought impacts can be substantial in each growing season. From a regulatory standpoint, the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service determined that this GM wheat poses no greater risk as a plant pest than non-modified wheat varieties. With this clearance in hand, HB4 wheat is now eligible for cultivation in the U.S., joining other genetically modified crops like corn and soybeans. However, the road to commercialization is likely to be a long one. The U.S. wheat industry has historically been cautious about adopting genetically modified wheat due to concerns over consumer acceptance and the potential impact on export markets. U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers have emphasized that broad global approval is necessary before GM wheat can truly take hold. In fact, wheat growers have adhered to a policy since 2008 that supports GM wheat only if it gains approval in major wheat export markets, which account for at least 5% of U.S. wheat sales. And global acceptance remains a significant hurdle. While HB4 has been approved for human consumption in countries like Brazil, Australia, and New Zealand, it will take years for Bioceres to secure the necessary approvals and build consumer confidence in other key markets. U.S. Wheat Trade Director Peter Loudeman acknowledged the long road ahead, stating, quote, "There's tremendous potential here, but we need to ensure that our export markets are on board before we can fully realize the benefits of this innovation." I'll be back with more after this.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The recently approved HB4 GM wheat variety offers promising benefits, but its success will depend on the industry's ability to balance innovation with market demands. For now, the future of GM wheat in America remains a story of cautious optimism, with much work to be done before it becomes a staple in fields and on tables around the world. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier, thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named dying, to live like you were 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 dying.
Way back in third grade, I used to sit beside Emmylou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmylou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes.
check, yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. This is how love goes. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Yeah.
With news of agriculture ends. The average price received by farmers for corn in July in Wisconsin was $4.08 a bushel, according to the latest USDA's Ag Prices Report. This was 16 cents below the June price and $2.08 below July of 2023. The July 2024 average price received by farmers for soybeans at $11.90 a bushel was 90 cents below the June price and $2.80 below the July 2023 price. All hay prices in Wisconsin averaged $150 per ton in July. This was $40 below the June price, but $10 above the July 2023 price. The July 2024 alfalfa hay price at $163 was $36 below the previous month, but $13 above July of 2023. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin all milk price for July was $21.90 a hundredweight, according to USDA. That was 20 cents below last month's price, but $6.20 above last July's price. The U.S. all milk price for July was $22.80 a hundredweight, 90 cents higher than Wisconsin's price, but unchanged from last month's U.S. price. Over 14,000 individuals and organizations have voiced their support for the relocation of a portion of the Line 5 pipeline in Wisconsin. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is currently reviewing the project, and the public comment period is ongoing. The Wisconsin Jobs and Energy Coalition organized the petition in response to the Army Corps' release of the Line 5 relocation draft environmental assessment in May. The petition garnered support from over 11,000 Wisconsinites and numerous leading organizations. The Wisconsin Ag Coalition, which includes influential agriculture groups like Wisconsin Farm Bureau and the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, submitted a letter to the Army Corps in support of the project. They emphasized the critical role of propane in the state's agriculture sector. Propane is used for heating homes, barns, livestock, and powering farm equipment. The coalition expressed concerns about the potential impact on propane supply and pricing if the relocation is not approved. Global demand for U.S. soybeans has fallen sharply as international buyers remain discouraged by the strong dollar, slowing economic growth, and uncertainty over the direction of U.S. trade policy in an election year. Export sales of new crop soybeans are historically low as the 24-25 marketing year begins on September 1st. A new report says that tailwinds could emerge to rejuvenate demand for U.S. beans in the upcoming marketing year. CoBank's Knowledge Exchange issued a brief saying that the pace of early season soybean export sales historically has a low correlation with the final marketing year export numbers. With a record U.S. soybean harvest expected this fall, continued weakness in prices will likely attract new export demand. Factors that could increase soybean exports could include a smaller-than-expected South American soybean harvest, a bump in EU demand for soybeans from non-forested acreage, falling U.S. interest rates, and a Chinese economic recovery that could fuel higher demand. U.S. dairy farms vary widely in size, from fewer than 50 dairy cows to having 2,000 or more. While many factors can influence a dairy farm's production cost per unit of milk, such as technology use, management, and import prices paid, farm size can also affect costs. The Economic Research Service estimates the cost of milk production by dairy herd size based on the Agricultural Resource Management Surveys conducted every 5 to 6 years. Based on the past surveys, the average total production cost per 100 pounds of milk sold has been consistently lower for dairy farms with larger herd sizes. In 2021, the average total cost per 100 pounds of milk sold was $42.70 for herds with fewer than 50 cows. Farms with 2,000 or more had a cost of $19.14. Lower per unit production costs are attributable to spreading at least some expenses over greater outputs. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another gorgeous day today, mostly sunny, up to 77 this afternoon, with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 51, tomorrow sunshine 80, Thursday partly cloudy with late day showers and a high near 82. Hey, are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her